Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 17th, 2020. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about targeted sanctions.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 1546 regular shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com. And if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about European Union sanctions.
The European Union has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, the Zimbabwe Defense Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses.
In a statement, the EU indicated that they have suspended the restrictive measures on Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, Army Commander Valerie Sibanda, former First Lady Grace Mugabe, and her late husband Robert Mugabe. These have been on suspended sanctions since 2014.
The EU says the arms embargo, as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries, do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment, or trade. The EU is urging Zimbabwean authorities to uphold the rule of law and human rights. The regional bloc says it's ready to renew a whole range of its policies at any time when justified based on developments in the country.
The EU is calling on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population.
Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice. And the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition to an inclusive national dialogue, is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe.
Reacting to the EU's move, Zimbabwe's Foreign Affairs Minister Siphosiso Moyo commended the regional bloc for easing the restrictive measures.
In a statement, Moyo said, quote, "We view this development as an acknowledgement of the progress made in terms of the broad reforms agenda we have set ourselves and to which we are fully committed," end quote.
The West imposed targeted sanctions on the ruling ZANU-PF officials and some companies following allegations of election rigging and human rights abuses. Zulukandaba lingalitshona njani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba ezijeneyo lapha ke namhlanje sikhuluma ke ngezijeziso zenotho. Siyabona ke ukuthi i-European Union ithi ke lokhu belezi zijeziso lezi ezifakelwe iZimbabwe Industries bathi vele akusoze kuyekethiswe. Baphinde bethula njalo lokuthi umnumzana kube ngithi uVice President Constantino Chiwenga, kuzobuya ke ukhomanda we-army uValerie Sibanda, kuzobuya ke lo Grace Mugabe kanye lomunye uRobert Mugabe, bakulokho kuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions. So kusho ukuthi ngakwelinye ilihlo akukakhitshwa izijeziso lezi, kukhanya ngazani ke lokho zi-suspended kunaphana ukuthi nxa ukuthi ungaba lento ehluphayo bazibisela. Kodwa ke sizeza ukuthi bathini ke abacubungula khonokho okwenzakalayo. So ke bathi ke ngokukhipha khonokho abakwenzileyo kukhanya ngazani akusoze kuthinta abantu ngendlela yonke nje, njalo lo mnotho welizwe kawusoze uthundubezwe izijeziso lezi. So sifuna ukuzanganisa lukandaba ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Njalo ke umnumzana Siphosiso Moyo obona ngokudlelana labanye amazwe uthabile kakhulu ukuthi hayi kukhanya ngazani i-EU ilesifiso sokuthi izijeziso lezi zesulwe. Ngakho uthe-ke hayi ubona ngazani khonokho kulokuphumelela okuthize okwenziwa yi-EU. Kunjalo kumavelasi.
Aiwa, kuna hawa vachango vakupinda mchirongwa. Tinokuchinga miza hii pano pachirongwa chedu. Pa Live Talk, pa VOA Facebook page. Ndiyo yeshona nasi tukutari za isu. Nyaya yezvirango. Yanzi iyo neboka kana utisangano re European Union Paris zvino. Vambo ita ya varu suspension. Yevamwe vari pazvirango izvi. Asi, company ye Zimbabwe Defense Forces yanzi. Icharamba iripa. Iripo ipapo yakatemerwa zvirango. Zvaka simbarara chaizvo vachiti ivo. Kana vamwe vacho vari kunzi ivo vari vanzi vambo zvirango zvavo zvaitwa suspended vanosanganisira vanhu vana vataurwa mumagwaro vanosanganisira vaConstantino Chiwenga gurukota rezvekurima vaParents Shiri mukuru wemauto vaPhilip Valerio Sibanda pamwe naamai Grace Mugabe vaive mudzimai wevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika muchakabvu vaRobert Mugabe vanzi ivo vamboiswa pamasuspension iwaya enyaya dzezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika neEuropean Union asi tiri kuona isu kuti company ye Zimbabwe Defense Forces iri kunzi iyo icharamba iri pazvirango uyezve kwe gore rinouya vanenge vari kuona ivo veEuropean Union kuti pane zvichachinja here muZimbabwe vari kuti ivo pane nyaya yekurayiwa kwakaitwa vanhu mushure mesarudzo dzakaitwa munyika uyezve pakawanikwa pachitswa Mohlante Commission asi vanoti havana kuzoona chakabuda pane zvakataurwa saka ndosaka company iyo ye Zimbabwe Defense Industry yaramba iri pazvirango Asi regei timbonzwa kubva kumutauriri wesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vaMavelas Khumalo vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitaura pamusoro pedano ratorwa neEU iri.
Tinogamuchira danho ratorwa neEuropean Union rekusiya kambani yezvombo iyo yehurumende yeZimbabwe Defense Industries iri pazvirango zveupfumi. Tinoona nguva zhinji kambani iyi ndiyo inoshandiswa kuunganidza mari nekuunza zvombo muno munyika. Tinoona ndo zvombo zviri kushandiswa kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Kambani iyi haingarambi ichishandiswa nehurumende kuita mabasa eudzvanyiriri kuti vanhu vasakwanise kunge vachinjoya kodzero dzavo dzakafanana ne the right to assembly. The right to association, freedom of speech, nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaMavelas Khumalo vesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Regai tinzwe zvakare kubva kune bato reMDC, vaLuke Tamborinyoka tozonzwa kubva kuzano PF, vachitaurawo pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yezvirango vaMutodi.
Dzimwe nyika dzinokoshesa upenyu hwevanhu saka kana munhu hurumende muchidashura nekuponda vanhu venyu zvinonetsa kuti dzimwe nyika dzitambire zvakadaro saka ivo vanhu vezana vanoziva zvavanofanira kuita kana vaida kuti vanyatsorespectwa nedzimwe nyika uyezve kuti vadyidzane nedzimwe nyika sezvavari kutaura vari kuti engagement nere-engagement drive
iyoyo inyaya iri muhurumende inyaya iri mukati memaofisi edu ehurumende ticharamba tichiongorora tichikurukurirana zvakare neEU tichionesana mafambiro akaita zvinhu nokuti kune mareports anotaura kuti kune mahooligans aipindira paiita mademonstrations vanga vakabata zvibhagwagwa vanogona kudaro vari vanhu vakashandisa zvibhagwagwa izvozvo kuita zvisiri izvo kupfuura vanhu kuti zvizonzi hurumende ndiyo yazviita at the same time tine zvakabuda mucommission yavamusando saka zvose zvotiri kuzviwerengedza pamwe chete tova nedecision yatinoshaita sehurumende iri danho rinotorwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa kuti tione kuti tingadile sei nevanonenerwa kana kuti nevachange vachibatwa nemhosva yekunge vaita izvo.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaEnergy Mutodi vesangano reZANU PF uyezve tanzwa kubva kuna vaLuke Tamborinyoka vebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvaitwa neEU nasi Gibbs.
Now let's read exactly what the EU said about these targeted sanctions. So in one of the paragraphs the EU wrote, the EU, quote, the EU has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, Zimbabwe Defense Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses. The restrictive measures against the four individuals are suspended. The arms embargo as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment or trade. They are motivated by the EU's intention to encourage a demonstrable commitment by the Zimbabwean authorities to upholding the rule of law and human rights. So now, end quote. So in a way, these guys are saying the restrictive measures against those four are actually suspended. So, but if you check about what has been happening over the years, since 2014, those restrictive measures have been suspended among these securocrats. So, which means they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions. So it's a question of suspending them, putting them in a shelf where they can easily dust them and make them live. So we are yet to get the MTC spokesperson or the presidential spokesperson of the MTC party, that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. And we've got some ZANU-PF activists as well that are coming on board. So, okay, Zulukanda, but you want to EU, lapa yakuluma silo kuzwayo. Ikuluma nguti ke ama sanctions lawa, ahlala ekhona ku Zimbabwe defense industries. Kuta kulaba abane abakanjiweyo, abanjengo Vice President uKonstantina Chiwenga, kuzobuya Army Commander uValerius Banda, kuzobuya ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe, lo moyi uRobert Mugabe, kutwa ke phansi kwaloko okuthiwa i-suspended sanctions. So ke i-EU ayizange iphumele egcekeni, ayichonge ukuthi ama-sanctions lawa asesusiwe. So kulapho ngani babanjwe khona ukuthi abazange bekuzwisise ngemfanelo kumbe abantu bebandla leZANU-PF. Nxa sesikhangela ke okwethulwe ngumnumzana Sibusiso Moyo, obona ke ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe, uthe bayakuthakazelela khonokho okwenzakalayo. So uza kubala ke ngesikhiwa ngamafitshane. Uthi quote, "We maintain that these and other sanctions or measures imposed against Zimbabwe are unjustified and outdated, that they actually hinder our reform trajectory, and that all such measures should be removed, especially at a time when government is confronted by the daunting consequences of natural disaster and devastating drought," end quote. So then he continues by saying, quote, "We are, of course, grateful for the support and assistance being provided by the EU to bolster government's own efforts to ensure food security for all," end quote. So, okay, lapha mavela siyabonga kakhulu ke umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo. Ekhuluma ukuthi hayi kwenye kazani izijeziso lezi zingani bezibathwalise nzima, kodwa ke singazi ukuthi njengoba kungakhanya ukuthi bazisusile kuya ngaphi lokho.
Tinoona pana Chris Potebe ari kuti kutoteerera zvedu tiri pagokwe kuchipere village ndokutaura kuri kuita vamwe vari pano pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA shona hapo nhasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango uyezve tichiona kuti European Union nhasi yazivisa kuti ichamboita yavari kuti iyo suspension yevamwe vana vaKonstantino Chiwenga, vaParents Shiri na Mai Grace Mugabe na Philip Valerio Sibanda. Asi vachitaura ivo kuti yatingati yekambani yeZimbabwe defense industry icharamba iri papo pama sanctions European Union. Chrissy Dean Botha Erasmus ari kuti ndakaringa ndiri pagokwe North Nembudzia Nyaurungwe kuward 22 Love Mochi Nengo ari kuti ndifonerei baba Junior Prince Muvamba ari kuti I'm watching you, I'm here in Cape Town. Kaya Lecha, Mike Nyakujiranza, I'm watching you, I'm in Pretoria. Kegosi Teddy Asmfana Dzivakwe, anzi tiri kuno kuBotswana na zvedu. Augustine Terera yakuti I'm watching you from Johannesburg ku Springs. Simons, it's Simon Chinukutira, and I'm watching you from Johannesburg. Terence Naro, anzi maswera seko zvenyu ana Madhuve nemuri yese ye Studio 7 Iowa, taswera zvakanaka mu studio nhasi muna Dhuve Dhuve. Gilbert Makopa, anzi watching you live from Nelspruit in South Africa. Sam Eagle ari kuti tiri kuno kuJohannesburg kuCosmos City. Sekutaura kwaita Gibbs Dhuve, takamirira panapa kuti tinge tiri kuita hurukuro neveZANU-PF uyezve neveMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa, tichinzwa pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvaitika izvi. Sam Eagle, and I'm watching you from Joburg. Morton Moto, and maswera seko tetemavi, I'm watching you from Midrand. Kuno kuJohannesburg, Bezari Gwekwere, And I'm watching you from Pretoria, Linus Madzura. And how are you today, Matthew? I'm watching you from Cape Town, ku South Africa. Kana mchida uti mpinde mchirongwa idhae manyora namba zenyu. Maka isa shakare ma code numbers enyu kutitigo kufone Ray Gibbs.
Yes, so the European Union says Zimbabwe is going through a multifaceted, prolonged and deep crisis.
Mm.
And it says the transition in Zimbabwe nevertheless opened doors for economic and political reforms, which the then newly elected government committed to implement. So it then says the European Union remains ready to support these policies as underlined in the Council conclusions adopted on 22 January 2018. Then seizing opportunities for real transformation would facilitate steps towards deeper re-engagement of the EU based on mutual commitments and shared values in line with the 2030 agenda and focused on human rights, democracy, governance and rule of law. Then it says, I think this is very important,
mm-hmm.
quote, the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deterioration, deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So there you are. I think I'll repeat that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So but to Kenya Zani as Zimbabwe, one was a lingue. So but yinking a lapa movilas with space set democracy
mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe as clearly space set democracy Zimbabwe Siduchan Gakulu. Kuzo buya lo wukushagali, bati wukwele kwenye umangali sayo kwele Zimbabwe. So, kwenzi kutabantu wakasha nyezwe, njalo umnoto ungatutuki mfanelo. So, mzio kutuwa slobo ntu lapa, singapa slobo ni kumweni. Watisi mamugele, umtose kumweni. Sakubwane kumweni kunjani?
Kwa mnumja wana kunjani?
Sia pila mfuwe tu, nkuma lobani?
Nkuma lo masu kila penka basi.
Ye, masu kuya pila inba?
Nya pila mnumja wana kunjani ya.
Hai siya pila kakulu, sisi wakutuake EU iti kuona ke ama sanctions lawa ha impozwa ku Zimbabwe defense industries aloke ekona. Wapase wivalisa ke operance shiri, kuzobuya ke UVP, Constantino Chiwenga, kuzobuya njalo lo Mrs. Grace Mkabe, kanya lo Moi Robert Mkabe. Bati kuona po ke kanya lava paku suspended sanctions. So koto abapumele kagenu kuti sebo wa lift lama sanctions lawa kulaba ke abani. So ke wena ubona njani ngakho kono konke?
Mina ubona kwami lapho ethi ibizeleli ukuthi nje kwesinye isikhathi ngathi kubona ngezinye izinto. But I'm seeing ukuthi these people abakhulunywa ngabo laba bantu laba they need a decisive decision engani iletha ukuthi abantu abayenza khonokho libe le time frame.
Uh-huh.
He has been in this country for long. Abantu laba they've held that situation for almost 20 years. I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
And nothing has changed. As well, this is how we say we have really 100. We want to have that number.
Uh-huh.
At Avanti Lava, we have to see who is. We have to have benefiting out of this. As well, anyone Avanti Lava, I don't support them in any way. But we have to have benefiting much out of this. So they are not even feeling anything. They are not even feeling anything. Ngabe kwakuyilisti lesibone ukuthi kathi khona bona bazaphila njani nabanye abantu wakathezi bayakwanisa bangatshentsha there's no bhoti ongakwanisa ukuthi ababone ukuthi batshentsise they are filthy rich irregardless zokuthi they are sanctioned. So mina kufila wami I was feeling of then the feeling ukuthi ngabe i-European Union should lift all these sanctions bona ukuthi kathi vele lapho esingancedana nabo abantu laba basincede nabo ngoba you know abantu laba kathesi kuthasa babulela abantu kuma-elections babulela abantu kuma-strike uyabona ukuthi kwenza kwabo vele they don't want to get out of these sanctions ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi bangaba out of these sanctions bangene ku-commonwealth and everything They see a human meeting, they will not be asked. They have a full group of pending. But as long as they are out of this thing, Saza, we look at the Kana, we are not in common world. They send the same thing for the next 3 or 4 years. So I feel like we can have a talk on a new European Union, I can meet them, those green budgets. Meet all these sanctions, they will monitor these people. Katesisi ya lamba, wababu nabaya suta, ya diamonds, ya mines, ya there are no checks and balances in our things. They didn't stand. Oh, when we stand, they lapu ya chonza, fallis come in, constant, they lapu ya chonza. No, there are no checks and balances. But the, why have we ever seen what is because of sanctions? But what are they free to eat? Mugabe has been one of the richest persons out of these sanctions.
So I want to be very fascinated with you. Siyakuzwa baba Masuku, ungathi nokusasa uphenduke phela ku program ezilandelayo.
Ngiyabonga lanti belimvonela uma ngene ngizana ngumuntu wazimelela ukulinda ukuthi nami ngeke ngikhulume sibili hayi zisi zabakhipro uma sanje sibabone laba bantu ukuthi basilala kuphi.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu ungathi nokusasa.
Ngiyabonga.
So that is Mr. Masuku, he is in the Midlands. He says the best solution here is to lift these sanctions and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, he presumes that these people want the sanctions to be always there so that they do anything that they want. So he says, please, the EU and others should lift these sanctions and then we navigate from there.
Very interesting take, but I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
I want to talk to you. I'm going to go to the word. Ai wataura itinzwe muri kunzwa nyaya yezvirango izvi munoona sei?
Aiwa apa nyaya yezvirango zvinopfumira ini handisi kuona chaiko chokuchema maZimbabwe mini nokuti pa ishe zvirango zvinopfumizi ikunzi Zimbabwe Defence Industry inoona nezvombo izvi hazvina hondo yacho kuda idzo saka ipapo tinochema chii tobva ipapo toenda paishu panyaya kiye zvakaitirwa zvamwe zvehupfumi inyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kwakapa kuti zvirango zvehupfumi zviitwe izvi izvozvi zvotonhirenika zviri pachena inongoti itai matsanzo dzenyu zviri pachena zvisina chitsotsi zvinova hurumende inge inotongwa nehurumende yakatorwa nevanhu izvozvo zvinonzi gadzirisai mugadzirisai mini mabhodhera zvefomu aya mukata mazizwa zvefomu isusu semazimbabweni vacho vatinotora kugadzira vanofanira kuvachigadzira vacho havasi kuda taakubvapo pabundiro remutemo taakutanga kuita zvigamba tisati tamboimplimenta isu yeconstitution yatakavhotera 2013 iconstitution ya2013 yakavhotirwa nevanhu handitika asi yezvino zvanotiye tiashandisa majority yayo muparliament tikuisa kuita zvigamba zvakafanira nerunning mate iripo iya vaakufaitira kuti chibve asi takaivhotera isusu havana kuimplimenta paprevious election ya2018 nhasi uno taakutanga kuti isusu masanction tambotedze constitution yacho vanhu vakapfuura 2018 vakaseta commission of inquiry yavo kuti vaone zvivi zvakakonzeresa kuti vanhu vange vachifa vanhu vakafa nyika pasi rese richiona mutaundi mararomo asi chinonetsa hapana chati chamboimplimenta zvakarekomendwa necommission yamuranda iya nanhasi hapani chati chaitwa asi taakuchema kuti hanzi masanctions ndizvo zvakonzera masanctions ngatimbotedzei bundo remutemo toita kuti aurayaya ngaasungwe aba ngaasungwe totedzera kodzero dzevanhu totedzera constitution yevanhu toona isusu kuti anoramba aripiwe masanctions a
saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nemasangano akadai sana EU iwaya panyaya iyoyi maitichi
ndiyo kuti ambe makadzanya kusvika zvanaka kuti tiite isusu tivedzere bundo remutemo ngatidzere zvido zvevanhu kunyanya ndokuti iutiregere kana zvakadai so aiwa isi hatii kuona zvatikunzira nokuti masanctions kuvapo kwavo kana kufanaka kwavo vanhu vangorayiwa hazvinenei eu zvokuvaa kwevanhu munyika ndinekutitapiya munhu anoenda itaidzama rakashayika amakore mangana ashayika haana kana tres mopiwa masanctions mota kuti hanzi no munhu ngaawanike inimi mota hanzi no hatiri izvozvo
kudai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii nezvavari kunzi neeuropean union vagadzirisa
daiti ghatedze zvitara neupeni yine nerusuka neupeni yine aitokutaura zvazvemutoro wayo ikutaura zvebumbiro remutemo remuZimbabwe yakasarudzwa nevana vemuZimbabwe kuzitedzera ibumbiro remutemo saka iwo chikwana chatedze bumbiro remutemo chii ghatedze bumbiro remutemo vanhu vasanyenzirana pari ikweyo
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo zvadzi muve nezoro rakanaka. Okay. Gibbs, our caller there is actually saying he feels the sanctions should stay on and Zimbabwe needs to just reform. They need to look at what reforms the European Union are asking them to do and then fulfill those reforms and everything should be okay.
Yes, and here's what the EU further says. The EU calls on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population. Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice, and the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition, an inclusive national dialogue is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe. Now I'm told we've got support on the line. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, Gunjan Poet.
Hai nyapira baba.
Ye nkulumo lobani.
Eh lolandani ndlovu.
Ye ndlovini injani impilo yakho?
Hai yanyenga.
Ye nako ke ama sanctions lawa esikhuluma ngawo. Kukhanya ngazani European Union ithi iZimbabwe defense industries kuyamele ihlale ingaphansi kwezijezo lezi. Njalo kuzobuya ke o VP Constantino Chiwenga kuzobuya ke Army Commander Valerius Panda njalo lonkosikazi Grace Mgabe bakuloko kuthiwa yi suspended sanctions. So wena ngokwakho uzwe ukuthi bajoni khonapho?
Mina sengibona abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi balobuthongo bangaboni engani bona bafakelwe ngamazwe ama sanctions. Bona abantu beZimbabwe yibo abazifakela ama sanctions, ikakhulu yona laba abantu abasezihlalweni eziphezulu amaminisi. Ngoba akwenzi ukuthi kunje lami kathesha emasimini kwaba ngiyalima ngathiwa amakule ngihambe se-DMP sebengithathela bethi ngithele ukuthi indaba ngilimile ngivele khonapho ngithela engazange wancedisa ngalutho. So akula ma-sanction akhona afakwe ngabantu bangaphandle, abantu bakithi lapha yibo abafaka ama-sanction ngoba ngila bezoncediswa bafuna ukudla kubona okuningi bedlela ezikhwameni zabo. Lwalo umuntu oncedisayo olemethiliyeni ozayabhada izisele ezesingasatholanga lutho akula ma-sanction abafakeleyo laba bantu.
So lapha utsho ukuthi vele abantu yibo abafakelwa ama-sanction nguhulumente?
Ye, abantu bafaka ama-sanction nguhulumente. Ngikhuluma kanje yona lo nyaka esiphuma ku-2019 sesilamabele sihambe se-DMB imazwe aphaza afakwe emafonini zabo yaso zingasancedisi ngalutho sokuthekiswe kwathekisa izinto ezingakhanyi ukuthi kuyini sasidlela nje imali zethu mahara sakhanyi papho apha sitheka le mali yomthelo futhi
singathi awubazweli sibili.
Hayi zohulumente yalo khona kaphume kaphume yikho kuzayenza ukuthi ilizwe leli lidikane ngoba nxama umuntu ezakuyezosincedisa la sizakwazi ukuthi thina njengabantu abancediswayo sizuze khona kokulingeleyo kuyokuthi sihle sibulale nalo muntu ole khampani ezoncedisa la phela lapho into eyenzakalayo ngathi siyabancedisa bahle bokuhlala entanyeni bathi bakubulale rant uyaphuma lani yona osebenza
kuzima mfowethu uthe isibongo mbani uNdlovu?
Ye
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ngabo segogwe.
Hayi selupane yaphe lupane east.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile phose lokugcina Ndlovini.
Hayi siyabonga madoda. Hayi uhulumende lo khona shwa siyacela akakazuka amakhwapa abone since 1980 lokho ebulala ilizwe siyaphambili. Ngazi lethi bayatshintsha lapha kufanele ukuthi umuntu akhuphe ulutho efrigin afake ukukhula box ayike ime kancane izani phezulu ize lizavuka madoda.
Hayi kuyazwakala siyabonga kakhulu ungathelela kusasa baba Ndlovu. Yeah, so according to Mr. Ndlovu in Lupane, he says people have sanctions imposed on them by the government. He says, for example, you know, the government raided their granaries and took the maize to GMP. That is some years ago, maybe about a year or so ago. And he says they never got anything out of that. So he says they've been trying to get something, but they can't. So he says the government must go simple, and it doesn't feel pity for those people with sanctions imposed on them.
Very interesting indeed. Purity Goku, I'm watching you from Durban in South Africa. Kunawa vachangu vakupinda mchirongwa nasi tukutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa vamwe vemuhurumende nesangano reEuropean Union. Taona nasi European Union ichizivisa iyo kuti yaisa pama suspension vamwe vanhu vana. Asi, kambani ye Zimbabwe Defense Industry icharamba iri pazvirango izvozvi. Ndise kuti pane zvakawanda zvakaitika munguva iyo pakaita sarudzo uyezve tikaona vanhu vachiurayiwa. Vari kuti ivo European Union dai hurumende yaedza kugadzirisa zvakawanda munyika sei zvakataurwa neMotlanthe Commission kuti vagadzirise. Ashley Masango asks kuti that's a wrong move from the European Union to remove sanctions to some of the ministers. Instead, they must be sanctioned more for the brutality of innocent people, and sanctions must be removed the day ZANU-PF is removed from power. When you remove sanctions to those heartless thugs, it's like you're giving them more authority and power to resume dictating the ordinary citizens. Hanzi ndiri kuno ku South Africa. Tasota Pfuma Magasa, hanzi ndiri kukuona ndiri kuno ku Uzumba, kuzumbu ku Mozambique, ndinonzi Taso Magaso. Ashley Masango, hanzi I'm in Hadesprit, South Africa. I want to share some important information on why the EU were not supposed to remove the sanctions. The Ashley, we are phoning. Ashley, can I make a request with a code number? You say code number, you because we go in a number that is because of the group. Kennedy is at one. Makadi go team VOA. I'm watching you live from Harare. Gibbs.
Yeah, unjalo is doctor. Let's call her. Come on. Call her, unjalo.
Hello.
You have a call, unjalo.
Makadi.
Makadi, you call her. Makadi, you.
Magadini madam.
Tiri wada meno. Tukita wata nani uye shumuru kupi?
Tiri ndiri kuna kubotswana kwa Francis Town.
Kwa kadi kubotswana?
Kuna kuregistere.
Tupe upu mwa zenyu.
Kumana, sangi sezi nga zile kukubiswa hii.
Taurayitizi. Nga
zile kukubiswa, because tukutuwa ganzile. Sangi sezi zakambo izirwe hii. Zakambo izirwe hii, sangi sezi hii. Kana tikatsa garizi ni kana kuti munhu akarwaraka tikatsa gadi cause ye disease munhu haangaponi hapana munhu anopona asi tikatsa kuti munhu charwadzisa munhu chii morapa chirwere pachabva then tumarapa munhu saka tikataura nesanction kuti dzabviswa tisingazivi kuti dzakamboisirwei sanction idzodzo then hapana zvataita tofanira kuzoti dzakaisirwei.
Saka sema onero yenyu imidai mai wanamkana wakutawara ni masangana wakadai sana European Union maitiji.
Na ito wakutawara jisunga istiriki. Tuturewa mwache mwise futi papu, muna mire. Kwaza, aziba tiri kuti kuna wamu wanorukusa hivwa, kuna wanoruku ura hivwa, kuna wanorukufane nzara, because munu wano wa shuma, aziba tiri.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu.
Sanctioni zika, hatisi kuti isanctioni, the economic. You know, the personal is sanctioned. It's not the economic sanction. The personal sanction. The one who took me to Queen that overseas, the government of overseas, Queen. We need a boy. That one I'll be able to stop and to find a quarter. I didn't want to Zimbabwe. Musina madokta, musina mushonga. Iwo enda kuoperatiwa ne mushonga. Vana wavo vari kuoverseas. Vari kurapiwa. Vari kufunda zvakanaka. Wedo vasingafundi. Zvinobatsira izvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka.
Ndizvozvo mhaiyo.
Bye-bye. Gibbs, the caller there is actually saying these sanctions should be intensified because he says a lot of people are not getting treatment in Zimbabwe. They have to, you know, but he feels that they are not really affecting Zimbabwe, the sanctions, but individuals. So he wishes that actually the list could be extended.
Yes, I was a colleague, Bakuluma Bantu Lapas. One would be Batini, Facebook, yes, in the belly. What is a mutin Vulege? If Facebook page here too, Smiley, Utabantu, Batin, or the Otag is Lu Mashangan, a Kuman Kala, what is that Mashangan? Mashangan, who's that?
Ah, yeah, Peter.
Who's that calling for it?
I don't go right.
Yeah, what in what a schoolman out of Lamtans?
Mina ama sanctions kuti basu sengibona kulungile kuti basu because akusizi kufana nokuti
ungaba yena athi hayi la endlini singapheki or yena maye magrocery uyadla mabuya lathi hayi asisitrekeni singapheki la endlini kungadliwi yena but makufana ukuthi bona bahamba boyolapa ngaphandle zonke izinto zabo zika ngaphandle zisinto zelabantu sebangaziko ifungaya emakhaya ukhuluma ngemasanti abayazi le nto le kuthi isebenza njani ukuthi ibenefit abani ngibona abuyelwa kungiyo le nto le manje mina ngibona ukuthi kungaba ngcono ukuthi asisti ngibona ukuthi kungayenzekani because if ungahamba uyele emakhaya sebebi ubuze abantu ukuthi le nto ihamba njani abayizwisisi
kodwa wena ngokubona kwakho ubonana namasanctions lawa abantu kubaphatha njani khonokho
abazi but abantu bahlupheka kakhulu manje laba bahluphekako ngibantu labasemakhayeni le underground because ma uye esibhedlela akunamuphi bazokubhalela incwadi bathi hamba uye ekhenneth manje kungaba ngcono ukuthi sibone ukuthi ma sukile emasangeni yini le into le izohamba kani
so lapha wena usuggest ukuthi kumele kwenziweni manje
amasangena asitiwe sibone ukuthi kuzenzekani because ithi fithi amasangena abantu bayenza kufana ne-viva zane bathi viva lemasangeni mina ngibone into le isizako because abantu bahlupheka more bona mabagula kukudla kwabo kuphuma ngaphandle mabagula bayaphandle mina nifana nithi hayi sihambeli nemasangeni hawa angiboni ukuthi into le i-right mina angiyiboni
hayi so wena uthi izijezo lezi azihlale zikhona
amasangeni abakhipha ngasafuneki because angisizi because labantu lasithithi abathageta bona bahamba yonke lezi ibhamu lezi bayozithola namatega koke baze nazo bazothukumeza abantu nanithi hayi thina amasangeni jafu mina ngiboni ukuthi ayasiza la masangeni
ya okay nokuyazwakala sibongile kakhulu mahlongane
angakaqedi ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesihlangano abanye abathi bathi ngikhulume ngesihlangano abangilalelanga
ikhuluma ngamafyani ye
n'wina vanhu va ka hina ve machangano masangeni a susiwe mhaka ku a nga pfuni nchumu hi mhaka ku na ni ku a karata hina vanhu hina swifuwana yi nga fuwa hina a hi karataka vaka a endleni ku masangeni a suke mhaka a swi pfuni nchumu vona va pfuleva va khandziya tisiwa majini va famba va yani va fika va tshungula va tlhela va vuya va kuma medication ya kahle hina ka hi hlupheka apa ni ri ku tela kuti masangeni nga bisiwa kuti yana bisiwa masangeni tiokugona kuti tione kuti yita here yi nga gona ku fambela mberi nikuti a swibetseri nikuti vanhu va tiva va tinoti tinava yitila masangeni kana vakarwala vonoenda ikoko vondoratiwa vo vuya nezvinhu zvakanaka nemafoni akabuda manyuwani hatini muchiremba mutinoda masangeni zvinoreva kuti ha misori yedu vanhu hainzwisisi nikuti hazvibetseri vayadiva ndimini vatiwose ndirombera uri masangeni hazvi ngauri hazvithusitiki ngauri vatu vatamburaundi vatiti vasadhekina chiita hava vahurwani vote vawana zvote hezvi vakufa vanamela mabhuku vahangei vawana zvitu zvote vavuya ini chikotambuwa
riatiaiiiiyabonga kakhulu
mashonganeapfuweavapeni
siyabonga kakhulu mashongane so that is Mr. Mashongane is in South Africa. You know, he loves speaking his own language.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Chiredzi.
Interesting.
So, and he says, you know, sanctions must be lifted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that we are joined by one of our guests, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is the spokesperson for the MDC president. Dr. Sibanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Good evening.
Thank you so much. So tell us, what are your thoughts about these targeted sanctions, the action by the EU today?
Look, I think that what is important is for us to realize that Zimbabweans have an everyday sanction in the form of poor leadership provided by, or incapable leadership provided by both Mnangagwa and Zanu-PF. And I think that that's a heavy sanction that Zimbabweans are faced with every day. The sanction of corruption, as you know, Zimbabwe is losing, as it were, Zimbabwe lost $11 billion to the corruption around Command Agriculture. Zimbabwe also lost $3 billion to unknown destinations. I think they say it is something to do with oil. And Zimbabwe has lost another $2.9 billion just in the last 3 years alone. So you're talking about over $15 billion being lost to ZANU-PF and Mr. Mnangagwa's leadership. So that's a serious challenge, and we've got to be clear about that. that it's a form of sanction that we do not deserve as Zimbabweans, and that this is a form of sanction that we have control over, and we should not be having such huge losses. We cannot assume that we have control over what other people decide to do or who they want to elect with and in what terms. I think that if you want to play a game with somebody else, you've got to accept that they've got their own terms of reference, and you've got to play by those rules. At the moment, I think clearly ZANU-PF has put through a lot of suffering.
Sicela ubambe konapho ke sithathe ubaba uJoseph Juma webandla leZANU-PF. Baba Juma, utshona njani?
Ngicelile utshona njani baba?
Hayi, sikahle kakhulu baba Juma. So we are seeing that the EU is talking about sanctions, saying Zimbabwe defense industries remains on the sanctions list, and then they actually said on the suspended list are people like the Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, and then the Army Commander Valerie Spanda, and Mrs. Grace Mugabe. So now it seems as if they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions on the on these three. You know, so how do you take it as ZANU-PF and yourself as a politician?
Well, I'll talk about myself as a politician. Really, I would not want to talk on behalf of ZANU-PF because I'm not the spokesperson of the party.
Yes.
But what I can see definitely is a sowing of an improvement, so to say, by EU to Zimbabwe, because you must remember that EU, in first place, came into this game, being influenced by Britain. So the Brexit issue, I think, has also helped a lot of this whole gameplay. They are beginning to see the light now because they are no longer seeing it through the eyes of Britain, but now they are seeing it on their own. So already this is a massive step, and I'm so hopeful, and I hope that they will continue engaging in that direction to a point whereby they'll end up lifting all the sanctions, whether on a company or an individual or a system. Then that way we can engage each other and start working with that kind of relationship. It becomes better for everyone. It was a war that we had with Britain because of the land reform, obviously. We all know the story behind it. And so EU had no real story behind putting us under sanctions at all. So now because Britain was their ally, at that point in time, they had to do that. But now because they've divorced, now we are seeing those results. We are seeing the EU now being more rational and more positive and taking those steps. So I wasn't going to expect them to really, like overnight, just cancel everything and we come back to page one. That was going to be almost impossible. But that kind of step alone, to say now they've removed about four people in their list, that's the Vice President, the Army Commander, Minister Siri, and the former First Lady Grace Mugabe. It's a good step already. It's a positive way of going forward.
So indications of that, maybe they are on the suspended sanctions list and not having lifted them, these sanctions. It's a bit complicated, you know, the wording of it. So they are saying they are on suspended list. So okay, Baba Chuma, ngasikhangela kusiya kuya phambili sibili. Kumele ijalo ukuthi izijeziso lezi kumele zesulwe zonke, kodwa kutshengiseli phela ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzakale khonokho.
Angazi ukuthi akutshengisele ukubana ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzeke khonokho, ngoba singakhangela from the time kusiba le new dispensation under ubaba uMnangagwa, we tried to be as engaging as possible. We have tried to do everything the right way. But you see now, while we are doing that, Silabantu, who like to play with figures, like now what I was hearing from my brother here, Unkululeko, talking about the 11 billion, 3 billion, 2.9 billion, and stuff like that, playing around with figures, throwing them to society, and causing that pandemonium without real evidence. They're so famous now of wanting to say things that cannot be substantiated at all by anything like proper figures. So it's always going to be just like what our former president, the late Comrade Mugabe, did when he spoke about that 15 billion being stolen from the diamond industry. Yet he owns don't know, anybody who's sane enough to research and have proper information will know that the world over, the diamond industry doesn't even realize that kind of money. So how could tiny Zimbabwe and then have that kind of money disappearing within the scope of under the diamond scheme? It is impossible. But because people don't want to risk, they then buy that story and run all the way to the shops with that kind of story and with those kind of figures. It becomes unfair. That's the kind of recipe that does not build a country at all. Some people actually behave as if they don't even care about Zimbabwe at all. They don't care. They want to see it go down and collapse totally. But that is the only country that you have. When you go out to Britain, you become a foreigner. When you go out to Botswana here next door or South Africa, you become a foreigner. You are only a citizen here in this country, Zimbabwe. And therefore, at times, let's remove that political cap and away a cap of saying, first and foremost, before I am anything, before I am MPC or ZANU-PF, I am Zimbabwe. And whatever I am going to do must propel the goodness of Zimbabwe and make it conducive for my children and their children. That's how we should think, actually.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line, Baba Chuma. Marvelous.
Aha, tiga ichimboenda kuna vasibanda. Vasibanda maona zvabva ku sangano re European Union. Munotambira sei imi se MDC?
Hello.
Hello, ya tatu kufunza kuti maona zvaturwa ne European Union nasi imi se MDC munotambira sei izvi?
Munokunzwa?
Tikukunzwa itaura ini. Atikubvunza kuti imi se MDC munotambira sei zvaturwa ne European Union nasi?
Zvatinotambira ndezvekuti dai ZANU-PF yatanga kuziva kuti vana vemuZimbabwe vari kutambura nenyaya yemaitiro avo, nyaya yecorruption neyatinoti lack of leadership, ndiyo nyaya yatinofunga kuti iyoyo ndiyo yatinofanirwa kunyatsotarisa. Uye kana ZANU ichida kuti idyidzane nevamwe vanhu, ngaitambewo ichishandisa marules anenge atarwa nevamwe ivavo kana ichida kutamba navo, kwete kungoramba vachiita kunga. Look, there is nothing special about ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF should not act as if they are special. Nyika inofamba nenyaya yekuti tinofunga sei techiita zvinhu zvedu zvakanaka here. Saka tinoziva kuti ZANU-PF haisi kuita izvozvo iri kukuvadza nyika. Pane vanga vachitaurawo mutanzi tichiri kutatirawo mafigures. Mafigures andakupai 2.5 ne 3 billion ne 11 billion mafigures ari mupublic. People should read vasati vaita macomments. These are figures mepublic ne public accounts committee inocheiwa navabiti.
Vachuma, munogona kupindurawo nezviri kutaurwa navasibanda? Vachuma?
Kana tinoona Zimbabwe ngativakei muzvokwadi, kwete kuivaka nekuda kungoramba tichingopenda very bleak and gloomy picture of Zimbabwe. Mafigures akutaura vasakanganika mukoma wangu mukuru kuti neniwo ndaimbove nhengo yeparliament and ndinoziva zvinhu zvacho zvinofamba sei. Mafigures ese akutaura ndosandati nini lesubstantiate them. Uchaona kuti hapana zvatinobuda nazvo ipapo. Zvimwe zvinhu kunge tatora zvinhu zvisati zvaita conclusive ending of investigation through my audit and stuff like that, but zvichitobva tamhanya because isusu zvationa chete is any negativity that we get whether from parliament whether from where. Tikangonzwa chinhu chinenge hachina kufamba zvakanaka ndotatora mhanya nacho chitereki chitereki tosiya zvakanaka zvacho zvichavaka Zimbabwe, zvichaita kuti Zimbabwe inake. Hungu vanhu vari kutambura tinoziva ta izvozvo, and hapana munhu anoda kuti vanhu vatambure because kutambura kwavanhu hakunei nemisangano yedu yatinayo iyozi MTC. Vavanhu MTC ndovari kutambura voga kana kuti vanhu vezvatev ndovakagarika voga, hapana zvakadaro. Vanhu vese vari kutambura zvinongofanana whether they are under ZANU-PF kana kuti MTC. Saka kana munhu ari mutungamiri anoziva zvaari kuita, hafanigwe kutomboshungira kuti vanhu vatambure because ndo zvinodzoda kuti at the end of the day toita cause polarization for nothing. So in what I'm saying is that we want to build, we want to make sure if ever there's anybody who's being corrupt, let's bring proper information, let's bring proper evidence so that they are prosecuted. You see, because my courts understand that with the system of evidence. Kind of evidence is what we can say about it. Court is ya munhu just like what we experienced last week pakabuda va honorable job sikala and it is don't those rather the court no shame size nemazo as long as manyaya yako waisa padare ne evidence yako yakakwana unobuda saka ipa vanhu tikashama evidence makora dzisipera aya vanhu vanoendeswa ku court wobuda wofuti court haina inokuti hapo sio munhu apa uyu but kana usina kupedzera ma facts acho nema evidence ma figures acho zvakakwana vanosiiwa vanhu aya then ikatagona hapane.
Aiwa hari bata yenyu makadaro. I understand we have callers Gibbs.
What is that caller ukala sekuti mbani? Caller kunjani kuno becimweni? Hello caller zakubona icimweni kona.
Hello tube.
Ye ngubani ukhuluma la?
Unyona ukhuluma la tube kunjani ngemthembu?
Ngiyaphila nyoni. Ungaphi kona bonyoni?
Lapha South Africa lapha lapha. Ingathi isikhathi tube isikhathi sambili.
Ye phosela khona.
Ngicela utshele uthuba lo ebekwazi ukuthi mayikhuluma nge-negative, ethi negative, negative. Yeni positive abayenzayo, beyizani nohulumeni yiphi. Ngoba mawufuna into e-right, kufuze wenze into e-right. Ngathethi nje mina ngithi, uthuma, u-happy today ngoba nje, ama-results aphuma ku-EU law, abaseva izani, ngoba nje babekele imigoqo benze lokhu nalokhu, abazange bekwenze lokhu. Namhlanje sebesusiwe, nabasusiweyo, bengenzanga next. Abantu ekhaya bayahlupheka kunokuhlukuluza kwabantu. Uthuma uyakwazi nje engumuntu omdala. Kodwa now he chooses to be a praise singer owezane. Kule qiniso, iqiniso uthuma kalikhulumi. Uthi uNkululeko Sandu ukhuluma amafigazi. Yes, amafigazi ayabambela, badla imali amafigazi akhona. Ngathethi nje, ingafuna ukuqeda isikhathi nje. Sakhe sibathe sekhaya kule ndlala. I'm one of those people abathwala umuntu eZimbabwe. I'm surprised ngathi ekhaya ukuthi ngathi abantu ekhaya eZimbabwe bayalamba kushiwo. But if you look at the number of facts that are killed, South Africa says, but every day is dirty. Yes, it's like a one-year driver, it's a particular time. I'm a truck that's getting in Zimbabwe, not paying hundreds of people. But the people are not getting in. That's clear corruption. I don't think we're not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. Zimbabwe is praise. Zimbabwe is not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to yimeli phethi uzisteering example nomnangapha lungisani lize thuma lilune hayi kwele konke ithothi athi ukukhuluma ukuthi amazwi abathi test ama foreigner emazweni mina ngiphila ni foreigner lizwe la yithe Zimbabwe ngama ngapha I'm free ngiyafuta ngiyadla ekhaya ni foreigner kanjezo uyezo thuma
yebo zeloqile
thuma umuntu omdala khona iqiniso elizwe la yini abantu okuhloniphi awubona ukuthi wena lo gawulele ukukhuluma amanga ukukhuluma abantu ezimbabwe bafundile. Lungisa wano kuma la uchi uspanda lo. Kuma poyo. Kuma sikazi. Eto wazisa ulati. Wana lomu kuma ni praise ni mnaka kwa. No, do something. Yatezi leki ya zi logu libu. Do something. Awa tuwezi. Niyabu wa tuwa niyabu wa tuwa ni renji.
Ayes. Yes, wangia kuhu. Unga tuwa niyabu wa tuwa.
Niyabu wa tuwa.
Yeah, so Mr. Nyoni has got a lot of questions, you know, targeted at Mr. Chuma. And one of them is, what are the positive things that ZANU-PF has done to show that they are really prepared to rule Zimbabwe in a way that is wanted by almost all people in the world, you know? Mm-hmm. So he says there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. For example, he says hundreds and hundreds of trucks are crossing the border into Zimbabwe from South Africa carrying maize.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, where is that maize going to? Somebody may be doing something with it. So we could go back to Mr. Chuma. But in the meantime, Sibuye Lekuba Kumbe Kule Kola, Skar Stati Kola, yeah, Kule Kulo Obani. What is that woman called? Woman Gujan? Womani Sabona?
Hello, my name
is. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Hey, Tidin Nanima, Tusor and Nan, we are Shemurkubi. It's our ratings. Phone yenyu manje ayisikunzwika zvakanaka mhino hatisikunyatsokunzwana naipapo. We had a caller there. I think he wanted to say something, but the line is very, very bad. So
yeah.
I think let me just read. There was a comment here, a very interesting one, on the VOA Facebook page. Purity Goku, I'm watching you from South Africa, but trust Chipangans, a bad carpenter always blames his tools. If a manager fails to run a company, he or she will blame the workers of stealing. and ndazi yekuitwa ku Zimbabwe, all people on top of the government must anyway.
Let's go to Dr. Spanda. Dr. Spanda, in a nutshell, Dr. Spanda, are you still there? So I'm told he has dropped the line. So let's go back to Baba Chuma. Baba Chuma, uzwile lapho wabekhuluma. Akumphendule ngamafutshane, Baba Chuma.
Right. Ubaba ukhuluma ngesibili. What he's saying is exactly what government is trying to do. Government has said, okay, let's go out of our way and make sure that because we have experienced drought, let's import as much maize as we can so that people don't go hungry. And when government has done that, it has done its utmost duty to try and bring that gate of the drought season and the rain season that we are supposed to be experiencing now. So they brought in the maize, and that maize is then delivered not to ZANU-PF, but delivered to GMB, which then sell it to millers. And those millers are not ZANU-PF, by the way. They are people, individual business people, who then now, some of them are directing that maize, they are directing the mill into the black market, something that we see and experience every day. So it does not mean that government has not done its part. Government has done its part. But then it's also it's no longer government. It's no longer ZANU-PF. It's no individuals who are not the worry. You know, criminality.
Why don't you guys in ZANU-PF blow the whistle like what the other fellow Tsenengamu did with others? Why don't you identify them and say 1, 2, 3, 4? Because the moment that happens, people are punished in ZANU-PF. So how do you think they can be, you know, identified? That's the problem, Papa Chum.
No, what I'm saying, my brother, it's not about ZANU-PF. It's about everybody, all citizens that are involved. I'm talking of Zambia, which means that there are people at the border that work at the border that allow those things to happen and cross and go by. And I'm talking of the black market where I go as an individual and go and buy minimal good black market instead of demanding and even doing citizen arrest to say, where did you find people or you can say a putting a model to take a market in hand? You can go to the import shop, go okay, go to the we shopping there. So we are allowing that on our own as a people. We should be, it's not about ZANU-PF, my brother. It's about us, all of us. We should be involved in this whole fight for to end corruption.
Yeah.
In corruption cases, it always takes two or more. It will never be one person. So once you become the second person and you are quiet about it, what can we do? ZANU-PF is just an organization. Government is an institution. But we, the people that are supposed to be living day-to-day lives within this community, are the people that are supposed to police each other and say, no, this is wrong. Because when that should be our responsibility as a people, as citizens. Then these things are going to be won by standing up and rising up and saying, no, we will not watch and see.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chuma. Besilo baba ecingweni ubaba uNdebele kodwa isikhathi asisekho. Baba Ndebele, nxa ungizwa siyakufaka kuhlelo kwesikhathini esibuyayo. Usixolele lamhlanje, hayi isikhathi asivumanga, kodwa sizakufaka sibili kuprogramu yethu yena leyi e-Live Talk. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. MTC Presidential Spokesperson Dr. Nkululeko Spanda and ZANU-PF Central Committee Member Joseph Chuma. We also thank our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying, let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei. You have a very good evening.